Hi there, Dan Lyons here, and I thought I'd make this audio just to talk through some things that you can do to help improve your voice for your podcast. Now, obviously, I could have actually written a text post, but I thought it more fitting, given that we're talking about the voice and how to improve it, if I actually record some audio. So here we go. The very first thing which you need to focus on when you really want to take your voice to another level is to relax. Now, it sounds quite obvious, doesn't it? Oh, just relax and you're going to be fine with your voice. But it's so true. I mean, on a number of different levels, relaxing obviously calms the nerves. So when you relax, you're going to get rid of that awful sort of shaking vibrato sound that people get often when they're nervous and they sit behind the microphone. But also there's a lot of physiological benefits behind relaxing. When you relax, the muscles in the throat relax, the muscles in the stomach relax. All of a sudden you get better posture and your voice sounds more natural. It comes up from your diaphragm, your breathing, it comes out of your throat a lot easier. The second thing that you need to do is to understand something. Now, this is a common misperception which is out there, that to sit behind a microphone or to have a podcast, your voice needs to sound like a broadcast professional's voice. So in other words, and this is probably most relevant to the guys, you don't need to have a big, deep, booming sounding voice to have a good voice. This isn't the 80s anymore. Back in the 80s, certainly when you would listen to the radio stations, you would hear these guys with the big, big, beefy voice. It doesn't happen like that anymore. In fact, radio stations, you'll notice, are going the other way. They're actually hiring radio DJs who have natural sounding voices, because what's more important for a radio station is to have somebody who is able to connect with their audience. They don't want somebody who's going to talk down to them with a great sounding voice but just can't relate. So just bear that in mind. The days of the golden tonsils are over. So with your podcast, you don't need to worry about getting a, what you think is, professional broadcast sounding voice. The third tip that I would really give you, and this one will revolutionize the way that you talk behind the microphone, is imagine that you're talking to a friend. All of a sudden, when you imagine that you're talking to a friend, your entire tone changes. The way that you say things change, the words that you use change. Everything is affected because you've had this sort of mental shift. So instead of talking out there into the ether, into the void of space, you're all of a sudden connecting with somebody because you're imagining the person that you're talking to. Now, here's a really great tip that I was taught early on in my radio career. Take a photo of somebody that you know, stick it up on the wall, and talk to the photo. It sounds bizarre. A lot of people would think that you're a little bit loopy, but it's a great way to really get into that zone of talking to a friend. Number four, you need to speak at a comfortable pace. But what I do suggest is just a little bit faster than perhaps you might talk normally. Why? Why would you go a little bit faster? Well, because it's going to help your delivery with energy. It's good to have energy. Not a super, super fast-paced, but generally something kicks into the brain when you talk just a little bit faster, your energy peps up. So that's something to keep in mind as well. There's nothing worse than listening to somebody who talks incredibly slow, because someone who's slow when they're talking, all of a sudden the energy just drops through the floor. So try and pick your pace up a little bit when you're talking behind the microphone as well. And the fifth and final tip for getting a better voice for your podcast is this: be genuinely interested in what it is you're talking about. Listeners are going to know right away if you're just going through the motions. And if you are genuinely interested in what you're talking about, then there's going to be passion that's going to come out of your voice as a result of that. If you ask me to talk about podcasting, then obviously I'm quite passionate about it. But if you ask me minutes later to talk to you about algebra, I think you could imagine the types of changes that would happen in my voice. I think it's practically impossible to get anyone talking about algebra except for the maths heads. But something to keep in mind there. Be genuinely interested in what you are talking about. You'll notice a difference in your voice, and certainly your audience are going to warm to you faster because they're going to hear that passion come through. So just recapping, first one, we need to relax. The second, understand that our voice is okay. The day of the golden tonsils are over. Step number three, remember that it's always good if we talk like we're talking to a friend. Step number four, remember to speak at a comfortable pace, but perhaps a little faster than what we do normally. It's just going to help with our energy. And step number five, we always need to be genuinely interested in what we're talking about because we're going to be passionate when we do. Five tips to a better voice for your podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please, if you have any more, feel free to add them to the bottom of this post in the comments section. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll chat soon.